Today we have Tiana and also Brianna. Can I start? Or it's Brianna or Brianna? Probably Brianna.
It is Brianna.
But it's kind of nice to, you know,
yeah,
rhyme you. But I'm going to start with Tiana. Tell me about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school.
I am 11 and I go to Sterrett.
Sterrett. What grade are you going into next year?
6.
Is there anybody who might be listening that you want to say hello to? They might be tuned in later, too.
I don't know.
So what do you like to do for fun?
I like to play on my phone.
What do you do on your phone?
I play games and I stay on Musical.ly.
Well, that's good. What kind of music do you like?
It's not like music. You dance to music and you can lip sync.
Oh, very cool. So you'll set something up on your phone that you can dance to or sing along with? That's great. You sound very musical. Do you play any musical instruments?
No.
But you like to sing. Do you sing in any groups?
No.
You seem pretty talented for that. Now, you just finished up at Pittsburgh Sterrett, which is a pretty tough school. Were any subjects kind of hard this year?
I don't go to Sterrett.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I'm going into Sterrett next year.
I got it backwards. Where did you finish?
Linden Elementary.
That's another tough school. What a great school. How was your school year, though? Did anything stand out either as something new that you really liked that you learned about?
Well, close to the end of the year, we start learning about, in the beginning, we was learning about women's suffrage. And we got to make these little different kind of posters for it. And then close to the end, we got to make these little essays about the civil rights movement and this book that we was reading called Just Like Martin. And we got to write an essay on it. And for extra credit, we got to make little poster boards.
Who was on your essay or poster board?
Martin Luther King, and Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks. Those are two great choices. Did you know anything about the women's suffrage movement before?
No, not before I started doing my project.
That's great that you learned about that. You know, I didn't know much about that till I was in my 20s. That really wasn't taught when I was growing up. I'm not sure why. Well, I have my ideas about why, but it just wasn't taught so much. What about math? Where did you finish up with math? Are you doing, I'm trying to think, are you doing any pre-algebra or any?
Yeah, we start a little bit of algebra.
I thought you might be. Do you like it?
No.
it's kind of hard at the beginning. But you like reading and those things. Are you reading anything now? Like any books for the summer? What kind of books do you like?
I don't know.
No.
Any books I like read a lot of Dirk Diaries and Wimpy Kids.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Dork Diaries. I was at the summer reading extravaganza last week, and a lot of kids really like Dork Diaries. Let's meet your sister, your big sister, who also is a staff member at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Her name is Brianna D'Alessandro. And tell me about yourself.
Well, I've worked for Big Brothers Big Sisters for a little over a year now. I've always lived in the Pittsburgh area, so born and raised, but I recently moved out to Washington, PA, so that's a new adventure. But yeah, we have a lot of the same interests. I also like to read, but I haven't read any of those books yet.
Do you hate algebra?
I also hate algebra. And I also like to dance and sing around, but she's probably a lot better at it than I am.
Do you two ever dance together?
In the car.
Yeah.
When we're driving back and forth, we're always listening to music.
So what got you interested in developing a relationship with a sister?
I actually have known about the Big Brothers Big Sisters program for a long time. I had to research a nonprofit organization when I was in high school. So I have known about it for a long time, and finally I was eligible to become a volunteer my last year in college. So I interviewed and filled out the application and completed all the other requirements. And shortly after that, I got to meet this cool girl right here.
That's pretty incredible. Where did you go to high school? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in South Fayette, so I went to South Fayette High School, and then I graduated from Duquesne.
And what's your degree in?
Psychology.
Well, you two must have a lot of fun together. You seem very comfortable with each other. Have you been matched for a long time?
For 2 years.
I thought it might be a long time. So tell me some of the things you like to do together, Tiana.
Well, we always like to go eat.
Eating's good. Do you have favorite places you like to go to?
Yeah, like going to her apartment and doing, I don't know.
So you cook, or do you get takeout?
We bake.
Really? What are some of your specialties? What do you like to make?
Sugar cookies. I didn't make it with her, but I made pineapple upside down cake with my grandma.
You're kidding me. That's pretty complicated.
No, it wasn't. It was easy.
How do you do it? Do you remember?
Yeah.
What do you do?
So, like, you have to make two separate batches of cake. Then you have to put them together. And then that's when you have to put them in the oven, let them bake. And that's when you got to put the pineapples on them with sticks so they can stick on them. And then you have to put some, like, sugar and stuff on it, brown sugar to, like, make it all sugary. And then that's when we have to put them in a pan when it's done baking and flip it upside down.
Wow.
My grandma did it perfect. It turned out right. It flipped right.
Were you nervous when she flipped it? I would be nervous.
No.
But maybe you've probably got a lot of confidence her.
No, because my family, they can bake, girl. Good. My grandma, she's 90, her 90s, and she's been baking all her life.
Wow. Who else is in your family that you see, that you have a relationship with that you see?
My sister and my brother and my mom and my dad.
How old's your sister and brother?
Well, we're twins and we're both 11. And my brother is 13 and he also goes to Stereo and he's annoying.
They're meant to be. I know that because I am a brother. What's his name?
Andre.
And what's your twin's name?
Tatiana.
And are you both going to be going to stare at?
Yes.
So all three of you will be there. It's kind of nice that you get a special sister just to yourself. Am I right about that?
Well, I share her Reese.
That's my puppy. So you have to share me with Reese.
Well, have you met her bacon grandma?
I have met her grandma.
Both of them.
Both of them, yes. But I was not there for the pineapple upside down cake. I don't think there were any pieces left by the time I came down.
Especially my uncle. He loves pineapple.
Yeah. Your grandma is an awesome, very impressive woman.
Yeah, it sounds like she's a really great baker. What's so nice to meet both of you? What's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters? Anything going on we should mention?
We have lots of fun stuff going on this summer. I work out of our Washington satellite office, serving Washington and Greene County. We have a lot of fun stuff going on. We have a summer fitness series for matches and then people who are interested in learning a little bit more about our programs. We have one coming up on July 20th. It's a gentle yoga class at the Cameron Wellness Center. So that's very exciting. And then it's a very exciting time for us because two of our bigs were just named Big Bigs of the Year from the state of Pennsylvania. So our big brother Tom and big sister Lauren are Bigs of the Year for the state. So that's so exciting for
us. What's Tom's last name?
Dewar.
Oh, yeah. Tom was with us a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Tom and
Muscle
Man.
Yeah.
Tom's into working out.
That's and his little brother, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. That's not our thing.
No, you're both shaking your ass.
We're both.
Yeah, I'm more into eating the pineapple upside down cake.
Exactly.
You can make it. Well,
you can find us at Eaton Park. That's where we usually So it's a very exciting time. And, of course, we're always, always looking for bigs. So if you're interested in volunteering, especially Big Brothers, we'd love to share more information with you.
Easiest way to do that is to go to bbbspgh.org. We've also linked there from slbradio.org. How do you feel about starting at Sterrett? Have you been there to see it?
Yeah, I had a tour.
Do you feel comfortable?
I know a lot of people there.
Yeah, it'll be better after the first couple days, I bet. I don't know. Anytime I had to change schools.
But the 7th grade math teacher, she doesn't play.
She
was my brother's teacher.
Oh, and is she tough, do you think? Or?
Yes.
Well,
really?
You'll do it. Well, you won't get her until
7th grade.
You might like math. You know what? I didn't like math until I was in 6th grade. I was really wasn't very good at it, and I didn't like it, and then it kind of all popped in. But not everybody ends up loving math. But have you thought about what you might like to be when you grow up?
Nope.
Eddie?
I like different things, but it like changes all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the way it should be. That's actually true for adults, too. Any other things you like to do that we haven't talked about?
Not really.
I mean, you mentioned you like to dance, you like to bake, art. Do you like making anything?
Yeah, we went to, what is that called?
Michael's,
we made little emojis with, like, you sewed them. Mm-hmm. And was it during, like, Easter? When we made the tic-tac-toe little Easter things.
Oh, yeah. We like to go to Michael's. They have a lot of kids' club stuff going on.
And that one store in Squirrel Hill. I mean, that's like the little workshop that we made them little balls. And I made that dolphin at.
Uh-huh. Color Me Mine.
Oh, yeah. Color Me Mine.
I had a feeling you might like to do that kind of stuff. Well, I have some presents for you. One is a pass to the Children's Museum. It's not this pass, though. I always look to see, to make sure you're not getting one that's expired. And one of these years, I'm going to remember to do that ahead of time. instead of just looking. They're in this envelope right here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Unless you'd like one from 2016.
Thank you.
And you can use that today or anytime. And then I've got these very special radio broadcast patches that will commemorate your being here today. And I've got a couple stickers. These are from our Youth Express program. Those are buttons.
Thank you.
And some Saturday Light Brigade stickers. I think you'll like the Children's Museum. Have you been through the museum before? So you know there's an art studio. You could make stuff. There's also Make Shop, where you could probably make something crafty if you want. The new Harley Davidson motorcycle exhibit is here. So there's lots to do. And you can go today or anytime you want. Anything else you'd like to say?
You can give a shout out to who might be listening later.
Shout out to Cheryl. She might
Cheryl,
be listening.
Oh, yes. Thank you to Cheryl. Hello.
My mom.
Yeah.
And my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma. And my sister. And my best friend, Shakira.
And, of course, our match support specialist, Christine, who we love and helps us out. And
all the time.
Yes, we love her.
And no shout-outs to your brother.
No.
I detected
he
that.
He won't even be listening. All you would be doing is play the Xbox.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us today. You're really a great guest, and I hope you'll come down and visit us again sometime.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Take care. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, that's Tiana and Brianna D'Alessandro. And you can learn more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh by going to bbbspgh.org.